A reading from the book of James, chapter 1. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror, for they look at themselves and on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to care for orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Labor Day weekend. No matter what the calendar or even the temperature tells us, no matter how old we are, Labor Day weekend signals the end of summer. Something about Labor Day reminds us that real life comes toward us after this first weekend in September. Hopefully, we are ready for the opportunity, the challenge to begin again. Ready to keep our eyes open, to see what needs to be seen, to notice where Jesus is calling us to notice. The author of this letter from James, he was a noticer. He paid attention to people. And when he did that, he noticed that their words did not always reflect the word of God they had chosen as the foundation of their lives. So James wrote this epistle to help people take the word of God and let it thrive in and through them. Now, Martin Luther, one of our Reformation church heroes, he didn't like the epistle of James so much. Called it an epistle of straw because it felt to him to be too heavy with action, not centered as much on faith as our way to salvation as Paul was. But later, people began to realize that James did provide the other voice we need, that we can benefit from holding two perspectives as we live in the world as followers of Jesus. I have to tell you, I loved living with this implanted word from the text this week. Because of the way it used words to make its point about words. Let everyone be quick to listen. What an awesome phrase. How often are we quick to listen? Quick to speak, yes. Quick to act, maybe, but quick to listen? This is a word to us today. What would it look like for us to be quick to listen in our home life? Or our work life, or our school life? What would it take? Imagine walking into a room, putting our phones on silent and sticking them away, and taking a deep breath. Imagine listening with a sense of expectation that what will come in conversation might be important, connecting, challenging. Waiting to hear what the day at school or work was like, entering not as one who already knows what has happened, but as one who is open to whatever we might hear. Ready to ask questions based on what we hear. Ready to affirm or console. Imagine treating friends and strangers as though they have something to say that we cannot wait to hear. A truth that they need to tell. We miss so much in life when we forget to be quick to listen. We miss the stories we all have to tell, The stories that reveal Christ active in the world and show us the Spirit at work. James writes that the people should be slow to speak and slow to anger. And that is wisdom for us today, too. As you probably already know, social media delivers to you the news that they already know you most want to view. And the headlines, they are geared to make you angry or even angrier, to feel some kind of emotion so that you will click to read more. Such a dangerous thing to stop listening to voices other than our own and let ourselves live in an echo chamber of our own angry thoughts. Words, they matter. And being quick to anger doesn't lead us to God's righteousness. In fact, it gets in the way. A few weeks back, John and I went to see my friend's 10-minute play, put on in an off-Broadway theater, along with a bunch of other 10-minute plays that had won the opportunity to be performed around the subject, how technology is changing our world. Her play was about a woman who was being informed by her neighborhood association that she was using the angry emoji too much. They didn't like her political commentary. They didn't like her being angry about things other people were posting. Sad is acceptable, the woman was told, but not angry. As the two women argued, and we in the audience were emotionally connecting with the angry woman and her right to express herself, the other woman said, "You do realize, just posting that angry face, it doesn't actually do anything about the situation, any more than my sad face does. You get to feel more righteous, but it doesn't do any more good." And there was this moment in which the audience kind of took a breath at the truth of that. We spend a lot of time convincing ourselves of our righteousness about a whole lot of issues, but if we don't do the word, we are deceiving ourselves. Listen to these words by Haider Kamara. "Let every word be the fruit of action and reflection. Reflection alone without action is mere theory, adding its weight when we are overloaded with it already. Action alone without reflection is being busy pointlessly. Honor the word eternal and speak to make a new world possible." What does that look like? Yesterday, if you saw any of the coverage of the funeral of John McCain, you witnessed how he used his last word to be intentional, to give a message that said, clearly, we should not be divided. He used his last words to say to the people, "We are more together than we are apart. We are in this together. We are all in this together." Whatever you think of his politics, this message that he intentionally left us with is a message we believe as Christians. We are all in this together. Speak to make a new world possible. Speak after listening. Speak as part of doing. Speak and act. Live out the compassion James points us toward, the compassion of caring, especially for those who have loved and lost. Standing beside those who are struggling. So wherever we are in our lives, whatever journey it is that we are beginning, we will be walking with people who are struggling. We need to listen to them, and we need to listen to ourselves, because we too have times of struggling. And we need to hear together what it is that Jesus says to us. It doesn't help people when we just say, "God never gives you more than you can handle," and then walk away. What we need to do is walk with, pray with, connect with. Call and say, can I pick up a gallon of milk on my way home and save you a trip to the grocery store? Can I walk with you to school? Can we make a plan to get together? What is it I can do? Because I heard you and I'm listening. May the gifts we are about to share, the gifts given to us at this table, nurture our spirits and our bodies, our hearts and our minds. May we be open to making the words of our life rich and full of meaning, proclamations of the word that is implanted in us. May we begin again, whatever journey is before us, with faith and hope and love, saying and doing the word of Christ eternal. In his name, amen.